kings and stored with friends.
Upwards again! Put spirit in the French!
If they miscarry, we miscarry too!
A misbegotten devil, Falconbridge, in spite of spite alone upholds the day.
They say King John, sore sick, have left the field.
Believe me, the revolt of England here.
When we were happy, we had other names.
Oh, come on.
Is this a Count Milan?
Wounded to death.
Fly, noble English, you were bought and sold. Hans Metzger will die of rebellion. And welcome home again, discarded face. See Captain John and fall before his feet. For if the French be lords of this loud day, he means to recompense the pains you take by cutting off your heads. Thus have he sworn, and I with him, and many more with me, upon the altar at St. Edmundsbury. Even on that altar where we swore to you, dear amity, an everlasting love.
May this be possible.
May this be true.
Have I not hideous death within my view,
retaining but a quantity of life, which bleeds away, even as a form of wax resulting from his figure against the fire. What in the world should make me now deceive,
since I must lose the use of all deceit? Why should I then be false, since it is true that I must die here and live hence by truth?
I say again, if Louis do win the day, he is forsworn. If ere those eyes of yours behold another daybreak in the east.
But even this night, whose black contagious breath already smokes about the burning crest of the old, feeble and day-withered sun, even this ill night your breathing shall expire. Paying the fine of rated treachery, even with the treacherous fine of all your lives, if Louis, by your assistance, win the day.
Commend me to Wally Hubert with your king. The love of him and this respect beside for my grandsire was an Englishman. Awakes my conscience to confess all this.
In lieu whereof, I pray you, bear me hence before the noise and rumor of the field, where I may think the remnant of my thoughts in peace, and part this body and my soul with contemplation and devout desire.
We do believe thee. Beshrew my soul, but I do love the favor and the form of this most fair occasion, by the which we will untread those steps of damned flight, and like abated and retired flood, leaving our rankness and irregular course, stoop low within those bounds we have o'erlooked, and calmly run on in obedience, even to our ocean, to our great King John.
My arm shall give thee help to bear the hands,
for I do see the cruel pangs of death right in mine eye. Away, friends. New flight. And happy newness that intends old right.